to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So this week, we're talking about enjoyment of your work. And the question I asked yesterday is, do you enjoy your work every day? Or are you counting down the moments until you can leave and go home? And are you counting down the days or the years until you can retire? And to me, that's sad. And so we got into the idea of repositioning yourself within your job or within your industry to try to do more of what you like out of the job that you have. But here's a question. What if you just despise every part of what you do every day? I feel sorry for people that are in that situation, but I know you're out there and it's difficult. So what do you do? What do you do when it gets so bad? It's like the divorced couple, where every time that person opens their mouth, it makes you cringe and it gets under your skin. And at some point, you have passed that point of no return. And as I said, it happens. So what we talked about yesterday is determining what you want. If what you want is outside of your business, if it's outside of your industry and outside of your company, you've got to get some clarity around what direction to go in next. And once you come up with that direction, you need to determine what has to happen in order to position yourself to get what you want. Is there a skill that you know of that you have that you can monetize? Is there a way that you can develop that skill if you don't have it? Can you put yourself in a financial position to do what it is that you want to do? And that requires sometimes saving and investing, and some different things have to come together in order to make this all work. But if you're really serious about it and you really despise what you're doing, it's something you absolutely have to think about. Why would you go through your life doing something you hate, especially knowing that you're spending more waking hours doing that than anything else? If what I'm saying resonates with you, you have to do something about it. You can't go through the rest of your working days being absolutely miserable and doing what you're doing. It's no way to live your life. It's time you got clear and did something about it. The first step is literally identify what it is that you would like to do and figure out a way to monetize what it is. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator every day, I would ask that you subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's good to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desired goals, and I ask that you give me an opportunity to be that person for you. And what it means is just committing to a few minutes a day. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to expand on this idea of getting experience in an area that you have passion for, finding something you truly love to do, and how to make that work in your life. But for today, if you really despise what you're doing every day, it's time to figure out what it is that you truly enjoy and start to put a plan in place on how you can monetize it and start to move in that direction.